Good morning. Oh. When you're hot, you're hot. What's that? All right, Jeff, I got you. Welcome this morning as we do come together in this time of worship this day. You know, the nice thing about this time of year, do you know what the nice thing about this time of year is? The days are getting longer. The days are the same, but the amount of light is getting longer. And the thing about that is Epiphany is this time of season of light, and you know light enters the darkness and things are revealed. And so that's what we deal with here, especially in the text as we are introduced to how Jesus is revealed and how he calls people to be disciples. And that's what we'll be focusing on today. I invite us to stand as we sing our gathering song, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light. As we gather for worship here today, I am here to greet you in the name of our God, who is always being revealed to us in a manger, in a river, at a wedding. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gives us birth, our light, and salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let's give thanks for this gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people, Israel, from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of our promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, our strength and our Redeemer, by your Spirit hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you and joyfully find you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
I have not hidden your righteousness in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not not withhold your compassion from me. May your steadfast love and your truth continually keep me safe. The second reading for today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from our God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always, for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translates means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Invite the kids to come up here at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. Who's joining me? Hello. Hey, Miranda, it's good to see you. Keaton and Camden, Easton and Emmett. Oh my gosh, so many faces. I love it. Good morning. Hello, good morning. So today we're going to continue the story that we had last week. So if you were here last week, that's great. If not, it's okay too. So last week we talked about Jesus being baptized. And a dove came down and landed on him, descended out of heaven and came down and landed on him. And then we were talking about that dove is like the Holy Spirit. Is not like the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. Josie's got to work on her words today. The Holy Spirit comes down to each of us. you and you and me and you and all of us at our baptism and gives us some talents. Comes down and says, you are Sophia. And God says, you are my chosen one. You are my child. With you, I am well pleased. Here are some gifts. Here are some talents. I'm only getting away with this because, you know. Right? But God comes down and says, this is who I want you to be. Ooh. Who do you think God wants you to be? That's a really good question. We might not know yet, do we? Right? We might have no idea. I'm going to tell you right now, 40 years old, I'm still figuring out life. Still going. Yeah, Emmett thinks that's hilarious. I'm still figuring this out. But every day I stop and I think about what God wants me to do. And so I have to listen very carefully. Now, this is the part I want to talk about today, really hard. In our story, they talk about Jesus. Now wait for it. They call him Jesus. They call him Lamb of God. They call him Rabbi. And they call him Messiah. That's four different names for the same guy. Rowan. Four names. Do you have four names? What do people call you? Rowan. That's it. Rowan? Are you also brother? Uh-oh, Rowan's face just did a total blank. He just went, yeah. Oh, so you're Rowan, but you're also brother, right? Hey, Esme, are you sister? Oh, two for Esme, too. How about if you are a son or a daughter? Do you get to add that to your tally? Rowan just put on another tick, right? How about you? How many do you have? Three? Three so far? Uh-huh. Emmett, and then brother and son. There's three. How about if you are a student? Do you go to school? Put your hand up. Do you go to school? Oh, so now you're a student too. Okay. How about, oh, I know. If you are at home, right, and your mom or dad say, could you please help do the dishes? Or could you please help do the vacuuming? Is that a job that you do? Are you being a helper? I'm running out of fingers up here, guys. I don't know what to do. And then you've got old people like me who get to add on other things, like mother, or, well, I am a sister. I work as a teacher, and I get to work with you guys as a youth director, and I get to be a friend. Ooh, how many of you are a friend? Do you get to add that to your list? We're really running out of fingers up here. Oh, so just like Jesus, we get to have lots and lots of names. We get to have lots and lots of jobs. Jesus gets to be a teacher. That's what rabbi means. Jesus gets to be an anointed person. That means a baptized person. That's a Messiah. And Lamb of God means he is a redeemer. He is a saver. He comes to save us. So he has a whole bunch of names and jobs to do, and the Holy Spirit gave those to him. You and I, we got different names. We got different jobs. We got different talents. Do we get to ignore them?
No.
Excellent answer, Easton. Like, totally did not even hesitate. No. God says, this is who I want you to be. Use your talents and go out into the world and use those talents.
And if you didn't do your chores or something, your mom and dad would get mad at you.
You want to say that louder?
Go ahead. If you didn't do your chores, then your mom and dad would get really mad at you.
I'm guessing Mike and Aaron are back there somewhere cringing. Sorry. But that's the point. If your mom and dad got mad at you for maybe not doing the vacuuming, how do you think God feels if we don't use our talents to do what He wants us to do? Oh, how would God feel if we wasted those talents? Sad. Sad for sure, right? And maybe mad. Mm-hmm, I agree. Well, I tell you what, we are going to head back to our seats now, but we're going to think about those talents and what we can use them for. Okay?
Mike and Aaron, you have my permission to get her back. Would you please pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for your light. Your light shines in the darkness, and we know that darkness does not overcome light. We give you thanks for your word, and now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, the season of Epiphany is a season of light, like I mentioned a little bit earlier. And the light reveals the things that are hidden in darkness. And we oftentimes talk of Jesus Christ being the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the light that comes into the world. Epiphany is a time for the light to shine in the darkness of a long winter. You know, there's oftentimes things that happened during the darkest times of the year. You know, that those are the, what do they call that? There's a term that they call for darkness. Come on, medical people. What? Well, night, no, not nighttime. It's the emotional thing that happens in the dark, in seasonal depression. Thank you, Claudia. I knew somebody knew it. I just didn't come to me. So. Yeah. So we have this light that shines in the darkness. Now, do you ever get up in the middle of the night and stumble to find your way in the darkness of your own house looking for something? Huh? Ever feel like you're stumbling in the dark of your own life, looking for something? What are you looking for? The quick and easy answer for many of us might be, say, something like happiness or joy or something like that. Now, to the older folks in the room like myself, have you ever walked into a room and wondered what you came in there to get? Oh, yeah. So what are you looking for? Seems to me that we have what you might call a Swiss cheese life. There's all sorts and sizes of holes in the cheese, Swiss cheese. There's all sorts and sizes of holes in our lives, and we spend our time trying to fill up those holes. We're looking for something. Something to fill up the holes made by things that happen. Perhaps it's grief or loss, disappointment or loneliness, pain, maybe boredom. What are the empty places in your life? What are you trying to fill them up with? What are you looking for? You know, many have tried to fill those empty Swiss cheese holes with working longer hours. We call that workaholism. Drugs and alcohol, gambling, casual sex, athletics, exercise, hobbies, projects, politics, all looking for something to fill those holes. Looking to fill the holes. John the Baptist was called by God to prepare the way for Jesus the Savior. Now, John told everyone that Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that Jesus is the one they've been looking for. Some of John's followers, we read in here, start to follow Jesus. And it was at this point when Jesus asked them, "What are you looking for?" And did you realize they didn't answer the question? They didn't answer the question of what are you looking for? I could just imagine them saying, "Where are you staying?" I'm fairly sure the disciples had no idea really what they were getting themselves into when they started to follow Jesus. But they did believe that he was the one they were looking for. Take some time to reflect today on what you are looking for and what holes you are trying to fill in your Swiss cheese life. How can the light of Christ shine through those holes? Because that is the main point, the background of all of our text today. Today, our Bible readings from Isaiah talks about Isaiah being called in his mother womb to bring hope to a people that were struggling. In 1 Corinthians, we read that Paul was called to be an apostle, to tell the good news of Jesus. Now, Paul, the least likely person to do that because he was the one that was running around persecuting Christians, until one day he was traveling down this road and he has this vision. And Jesus calls him into a new identity, to a new calling. He was called from one life, away from one life to another. Andrew, John the Baptist's disciples, was called away from John to follow Jesus. And Andrew called up his brother Simon Peter and introduced him to Jesus, and Jesus called him by another name. Called him Cephas. So the three Bible readings today are about individuals called to follow a new way. None of them will find what they thought they were looking for. None of them will find happiness, but they will find Jesus. They are all called to let the light of Christ shine through the holes. You too are called. You too are called to move beyond our focus on the Swiss cheese holes in our lives and move beyond the holes and focus on the cheese and not the holes. What do we have? We have been baptized, called to follow Jesus. You are a beloved child of God. You are part of God's family. You belong to God, named and claimed by God. Your sins are forgiven. You are washed clean and given the promise of life. Called to follow Jesus. Called to live a life of faith. Called to serve in Jesus' name. Called to be brave and follow Jesus even though you have no idea where He is leading you. You ever feel that way? You're following, but you don't know where you're going? You trust. Call to follow Jesus even when it moves outside a comfort zone. Now, as Christians here at Christ Lutheran, we are called to face the challenges that come our way. Sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes our focus goes the wrong way. We get stuck and focus on what we don't have. I get that. I understand that. But we, as a community of faith, are called to look at not the holes in the ministry of our congregation, but at what we do have, which is much. In faith, we are called to follow Jesus, to be open to what happens next. to be open to new ideas, to be open to try an experiment or two. Be faithful and hopeful and willing to learn new ways of being the church for the sake of our children, for the sake of the next generation. Lori, I don't know if you know this, but I married a very smart woman. I think I've told you this. I married up. The way she describes this is our calling to share Jesus' love so that the next generation, our children and our children's children, will come to know and love Jesus. That's something that we can do together. And it takes all of us. So we focus on what we do have. An awesome God who loved us and the world so much that He gave His only Son. We have much. That's what we are looking for. So let's let that love shine through you and through the holes in your life. Let the light shine. Amen. We're going to do this hymn a little bit differently this morning. Here I am, Lord. And this was Luann's idea. So if you like it, tell her, hey, that was really good. If you don't like it, tell her, don't talk to me. But we're going to do it kind of as a call and response. And I will sing the verses, and you come in on the chorus, as in responding to those verses. All right? I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people's cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard You calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if You lead me. I will hold Your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard You calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if You lead me. I will hold Your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I'll tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life for them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, lived under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together, through water and word, we boldly pray for the Church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Faithful God, thank you for the testimony of disciples throughout the generations and for opportunities to proclaim your mercy. Reveal your truth and glory to all who ponder your word of life, Lord, in your mercy. Creating God, we marvel at the abundance of the world you have made. Give us confidence in our calling to be stewards of the earth so that our lives are in fellowship with all creation. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we are thankful for all who have marched for justice and advocated for peace. And trust our elected leaders with strength and wisdom and a discerning spirit, so that both our words and our actions serve you, Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, thank you for your constant presence as you walk with your children through challenges of joblessness, homelessness, grief, and sickness. Gather your community around all who need your healing power, that they may find strength in you. And especially today we remember Andy and Josie, Patrick, Randy and Pam, Sue, Kathy, Janelle, Paul, Lexan, Anita, Sharon, Mary, Kevin, Grace, Levi, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Belinda, Doug, Justin, Leo, and Sam, and all those whom we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of persistence, we glory in the gifts of our church leaders. Bless and strengthen our church council members, our staff, our worship leaders, and all those who offer their gifts to this community, that our work together would serve your mission, Lord, in your mercy. Living God, we give you thanks for the whole communion of saints, each called in their own time to serve you. And especially today, we remember the family of Jerry Smith. Inspire our lives with their legacy, with their testimony, Lord, in your mercy. We place our prayers before you, God, united in your spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. receive our morning offering at this time. God of grace and mercy, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hands in blessings. Fill us with good things at your table, that we might come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. Giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The meal's table has been set, and our Lord Jesus is the host. Invite you to come, so come and eat.
Body of Christ, be with you. Body of Christ, give it for you.
Thank you.
Please stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. Lords, let his mercy and grace shine on you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song, "We Are Marching." Here we go! We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching. We are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching. We are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We're dancing. We are dancing in the light of God. 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 We are dancing. We are dancing, oh, we are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing. We are dancing, oh, we are dancing in the light of God. We're praying. We are praying in the light of God. 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 We are praying. We are praying, oh, we are praying in the light of God. We are praying. We are praying, oh, we are praying in the light of, we're singing, we are singing in the light of God, 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 we are singing, we are singing, oh, we are singing in the light of God, we are singing. Singing, oh, we are singing in the light of God.